Good evening. My name is Lisette and I'm your host. Tonight we continue on levels of prayers, keys to ascend to ascending higher by Apostle Stephen A. Gardner. We are on chapter one, prayer and wind movement. How many of you know we determine whether our prayers reach heaven? That's right, I said that. We determine this. Here we go. The most prolific moments recorded in scripture that had their genesis in prayer, Israel's deliverance from Egyptian captivity, was a direct result of the nation groaning and agonizing. Their cry ascended up to God, and one of the most epic interventions in human history manifested, and God's inheritance was liberated. That's Exodus 2. This is where Moses said, "Let my people go." Prayers ascending. King Solomon, here's another example. King Solomon's services of prayer recorded in 2 Chronicles 5:7 that culminate in literal fire where were manifesting from the unseen realm. This led to the priests and all present for this encounter bowing with their faces to the pavement, declaring that God was good and that his mercy endures forever. This moment was nothing short of the supernatural, and certainly the next level demonstration of prayer-driven results. All of a sudden, whilst a multitude of believers were praying in Luke 1, as Zechariah was serving the altar of the Lord, a powerful angel appears and announces the birth of the forerunner. Who was that? Named John, of whom Israel prophesied about hundreds of years prior. These are prayers from a long time prior. This was the next level stuff, to say the least. That's right. Prayers manifesting. These three example highlights three different case scenarios of which we can parallel with our own lives today. It was the invoking of God and his response that made all the difference in the world. One group praying because of the agony of slavery, and God manifested himself and released an all-out war on their oppressors. A king praying to dedicate the house of the Lord and fire falls from heaven. There's number two. A priest burning incense on the altar according to his priestly duties, and an angel show up. This was happening while a multitude was at the temple praying. Different expressions of prayers were released, and the results were different likewise. One of my favorite moments that opens a tremendous realm was initiated in Luke 24:49. And you know what? He doesn't have the scripture written down, but I have my Bible here, so I'm going to go ahead and read it. So Luke 24:49 says, "And now I will send the Holy Spirit just as my Father promised, but stay here in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with the power from heaven." He says here, the Lord instructs his disciples to tarry in Jerusalem until they were endued with power from on high. Endued means to clothe, as if sinking into a garment. It is a picture of being mantled. Their tearing will lead to them being mantled with power. They ascended into an upper room, and there they tarried and continued to pray for 10 consecutive days. All of a sudden, sound broke forth from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it fills the house. There also appears tongues of fire. See Acts 1. My focus here is the wind, and it literally fills the house. This, of course, was the promise of the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom Jesus declared. His grand entrance was a direct result of the saints gathering, ascending to a level of prayer, and birthing the promise into manifestation. What a powerful work, and yet serious responsibility. The end result was the church being mantled with power to work the works of Christ. Hallelujah. I'll be back with you shortly. God bless you. I'll see you on the next episode.